escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Braves have some more issues that they've got to confront. We're going to talk with Grant McCauley coming up, our Braves insider, here in about 8 minutes. So stay there. We'll get the latest on the Braves injury front. And believe me, it's something you'll want to hear. Meanwhile, Mike, we've been talking a lot today, not only about our Braves, but also about the Hawks. Great interview with Mike Conte, who came in and chopped it up with us, talking about the other teams in the Eastern Conference who are making moves. We're not the only ones, but teams are elevating themselves and trying to make a run to potentially win the Eastern Conference, man. And Detroit's one of them. Orlando's one of them, but we are as well. Go listen to that conversation online and make sure you subscribe when you go to the Odyssey app and subscribe to Dukes and Bell. That way you don't miss anything on the show, and certainly it'll pop up on your phone or however you access the show. Mike, let's talk about the Falcons here real quick, because I saw this and I was like, okay, wait a minute. He was drafted higher, but the guy that came in after him is considered to be more of a Rookie of the Year candidate. The Falcons, James Pierce Jr., is seen as the top defensive Rookie of the Year candidate. Now, I would have said, well, what about Jalen Walker? Do you necessarily agree with this? Because here's what we don't know, guys. And I know people are like, what do you mean he might not start? He might not. He might not be on the field every play. Maybe Mike is a third down specialist. I don't know how they're going to rotate him in there. What we do know is what he does really well. Come off the edge. It's what he did in college. Meanwhile, at least what we've heard so far, is that they want Jalen Walker to master what they're asking him to do, because he's such a utility guy where you can use him all over the field. But to say, hey, I think he's going to have a better chance at Defensive Rookie of the Year than maybe, you know, Jalen Walker, are you buying that?
Well, Jacob Infantante of Pro Football Sports, I mean, I guess he takes into account the athleticism, the size and the speed of James Pierce Jr., because that's what they fell in love with, is the idea that he's got this unbelievable breakneck speed. I mean, he gets off. That first step is just money. But so does Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker just isn't as big of a physical freak as James Pierce Jr. Maybe that's the perception.
Yes.
So they're saying the athletic upside trumps the experience and come out of the box ready to go right now that Jalen Walker brings.
Last year it was Jared Verse, who, by the way, Mike talked a lot about at Florida State when he came out. Taken 19th overall by the Rams, he was named the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Had a heck of a year. And by the way, Rams are going to be good again. Defensively, they're young, they're talented, they're going to be good. But that may be why they're looking at this and saying, hey, the Falcons legitimately have, if not one, certainly two guys that could be in that hunt. I think we do. And I'm going to tell you, like, again, the impact of both of these guys, we're going to know here pretty quickly when the season rolls around what this is going to look like. But to go get two first-round pass rushers and then for them to not be in the mix for Defensive Rookie of the Year, I'm going to have a bigger problem with that, Mike, than I will whether or not they win the award.
We need this defense to be, you know, as good as 2016, if not better. And you could argue that you know, the defensive line. I always talk about Onyemata and how, you know, Rukurororo is going to do his thing. How does, you know, bringing Jeff Ulbrich back help the linebackers? D. Orlando Ledbetter, you pointed out yesterday, big article talking about the work he's done with everybody from Devondre Campbell and Debo through his time with the Jets and everywhere else he's been. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully he gets – hey, number one, Troy Anderson stay on the field. Caden Ellis, I thought, was an underutilized piece last year and what he can bring in getting that on the quarterback. So we got some stuff. There are some untested pieces in the secondary, but – A.J. Terrell is really good, and Mike Hughes is better than I think most of us, including me, give him credit for. Safeties, we got Jesse Bates. We got, I mean, think about the pieces we added in the draft. You know, you're asking the rookies to step in, but if the guys can do what the rookies did in 16, and Penix is as good as we think he is, that should be a winning formula.
Pierce, by the way, led the SEC in sacks in 23 at 10. Then he came back and had 7.5 in 2024. Those, again, are SEC stats, but that is why, again, not only the right. Falcons, but other teams apparently were high on him in this draft. Mike, what about Michael Penix? What's more important to see? Good development of Penix this season for him to hit the ground running and lead the Falcons to what is expected to be one of the most explosive offenses. Is it the offense and the explosiveness, or is it more important to see his development? Which one of those?
I got no time for development. I need you to hit the ground running.
Okay.
I need you. And again, no, we're not comparing him to Jaden Daniels, but Jaden Daniels stepped in and kicked butt. Had you put Caleb Williams in D.C.?
Would he have done the same thing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know me. I was on record. I got that one right. I fall in love with quarterbacks who look really good against Florida State. And I saw Jaden Daniels look really good. So, you know, back in the day, saw Lamar Jackson. But I just believe that Jaden Daniels was that dude. He had the toughness. Everyone said he's going to get killed. He took some big hits in the first 5 or 6 weeks, kind of tempered his, you know, maybe the running adventures. Carl knew when to get down, when to get out.
Get down!
But Penix can move better. We give Penix probably less credit than he deserves. He can move. We saw it at the end of last year. Three games is not a big sample size, but I don't think any Falcon fans have time for development. He's got to hit the ground running. There's extra pressure. I know that's maybe not fair, but with Bijan Robinson toting the rock and Algier and all the other weapons, you should be able to establish the run with this offensive line.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he's got to hit the ground running. Look, the development is going to happen when he's hitting people in the end zone. I can't sit here and watch at Mercedes-Benz Sunday in, Sunday out, or on the road, however it is, and it's like, he's developing, and they're going to be really good in 5 weeks. No.
Now, you could argue the first four games, if you hadn't looked at the schedule, guys, we talked about it last week, it's basically the same as last year. It's a rough start. I mean, it's not easy. When you look at what the Falcons have got to deal with, you know, we talked about, you know, this is a team which has to start with the Tampa Bay Bucs, who, by the way, are loaded.
Yeah.
They got a lot of weapons. That's a tough matchup. The Vikings, do you think, now most of us will go, yeah, J.J. McCarthy, we'll get him. All right, but if you don't get him on the ground, they got all those weapons. You got Addison, you got Justin Jefferson, they got a good run game. You know, Flores is going to be throwing some crazy blitz looks at our quarterback. Then you got the Panthers. You can't look them in the mouth and go like a gift horse, we got this. They kicked our butts. They beat us in overtime. Put 44 on us last year, brother. And then the Commanders. And we know what a tough out that is.
Yeah, look, the Commanders game is going to be exciting because Dan Quinn makes his way back to Atlanta as a head coach again. When we played him, and you know, he was the DC at Dallas, it felt a little bit different. But yeah, that game is going to be exciting because, again, we saw, I think, two young premier quarterbacks going head to head at the end of the season. They're going to build that game up, man. It's going to be hype, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun at Mercedes-Benz. But I got to tell you, Mike, I got a feeling, and this is where I'm at right now. We had so much uncertainty about Cousins last year coming off the Achilles injury. And I don't have any of that anxiety with Michael Penix. And what I'm telling you is, if he does hit the ground running, as we're discussing, why can't we win all those games? Why can't we start the season 3-1, 4-0? Seriously. Because if you don't have the angst you had last year, it was all about, well, is he healthy? Can he move? Can he run? I'm not worried about any of that with Michael Penix.
Right. And now the other thing is, what's the usage rate going to be like in the preseason? Because if he's, you know, young and inexperienced – Day-Day, feel free to jump in on this one. Do you want to see Penix out there in the preseason?
I do.
Me too.
And I do.
I thought they did a disservice by not getting him out there last year.
I mean, even if it's, three series, week one, preseason week one, three series, preseason week two, one series, three.
Carl, do you feel that they didn't give him but one series because Kirk Cousins was all pissed off that they drafted him and they didn't want to show him up? because knowing that Cousins was – they saw Cousins. We saw Cousins too. But I'm just wondering, in hindsight, knowing now what we know – that Cousins was in his bag from the jump. They drafted Penix, and if Penix has just got all of us going bananas in preseason,
it makes it difficult.
It just ratchets up more tension for Cousins.
Yeah, look, there has to be, or at least I feel like there was something to that. Either way, now I think the reps are not only deserving, but I think they're necessary, and so there shouldn't be any reason why he shouldn't see significant time at least in the first two games. We really only have three preseason games, right? So the first two games for sure. That last preseason game, I think, is on the road or whatever. But yeah, I totally am in agreement with he has to play a significant amount more than what we've seen the last few seasons from our quarterback in the preseason. And I get last year was kind of protecting Cousins. We now know that. But even that, Mike, was disappointing. Let him get a feel. Let him get a rhythm. Let him get sacked once or whatever's going to happen so he can get on the ground. And then let's go to work, man. But, yeah, I'm just – I know you guys may think I'm crazy, but seriously, I get it. Oh, it's the Bucs, Vikings, Panthers. Why can't – I don't have any animosity about, man, I don't know if Penix can do this. He is coming out of the gate being able to do everything.
Right.
And if he's got a master – if he's mastered this offense here in this offseason and there's a connection with the guys, Drake – Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell? All these guys, there's no reason we can't score points and possibly go 3-1 or 4-0 to start the season.
Preseason, Detroit here, Tennessee here, then in Dallas. And by that time, you're just nobody's starting. It's just guys to make the roster.
Correct.
So that'll be the fourth string quarterback, whoever that guy is going to be. The other thing is with Penix, I love it. I'm excited. I saw enough of I always hang my hat on the Commanders game and what he did against Carolina and you know, the balls and the confidence. But Zach Robinson's play calling, you know, he's got to put your boy in a place to succeed, right? And we had the conversation with Mark Schlereth, you know, you got to commit to the run. Fans might not like it, but you got to run Bijan Robinson. You know, find that balance between him and Algier so you're not running Bijan into the ground. Use Bijan out of the backfield. You got those weapons at wide receiver. So the play action should make things not easy, but easier for Penix.
Yeah, look, 300 carries, is that too much for B? Because last year that's what he had.
I think I think it's kind of like the Shanahan thing back in the day with Freeman and with Tevin Coleman about the balance. Because some days one guy was having, not that, like Bijan's always ready to make some crazy, you know, joystick type move and juke somebody out of his jock strap. But I think Algier's a guy that can also take a little bit of load off of Bijan, too.
But 100, so that's my point, 137 carries for Algier. I don't know if that, is that enough? I would have thought that number would have been up more of 150, 160 carries. He only got 130 carries last year. Bijan again, the workhorse, 300 carries, and of course, what he did out of the backfield, that's a given, right? We're talking about 61 balls out of the backfield. But Mike, if you start telling me that he's going to get up into that Christian McCaffrey carry that load, then now you're talking about him carrying a lot of weight.
And, well,
I don't know if he has to do that. Carolina had to do that because they didn't have as much as when he went to San Francisco, and he was playing with Debo and Ayuk and all those guys. Shanahan didn't use him that way, right? He still carried it a lot. I think you got to find a balance without killing Bijan.
Right. Well, remember, it was like it was 2 years ago. It was that horrible game in New Orleans where Jameis said, "Let's go for it." But remember, it's like Arthur Smith. They had a wheel route to Bijan. Like, where was that all season? You know, and that was Arthur. That's not Zach Robinson. But to me, you know, it's we look at all these guys. You know, Darnell. What's up, Darnell? I beat you to it. Darnell Mooney. You know, we know what we've got with Drake. Drake just made the top 100. Now it comes in at 97, voted by the NFL players. And Pitts will be what he will be. I'm not arguing that anymore. But you got to – remember you and I was always talking about the imagination? We can have a bunch formation with Bijan. And it never, ever happens.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get Bijan out in the flat. Let's get Bijan one-on-one.
He's as
good – the kind of stuff we used to do with Julio.
He's as good as any wide receiver in the league. I mean, I know that it may sound crazy to you guys, but when they went and worked him out at Texas, he ran the route tree better than most of the wide receivers that were working out. He's that good on the outside. And to your point, I don't think they've used him out there enough. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. Grant McCauley's going to join us. More injury news for the Braves. What's it mean moving forward? We'll find out next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley because we've got news that has been happening all day long with our Braves. And Grant, before we get into tonight's matchup, more injury news. So let's start with this injury to Schwelly. And what do we know? What do we know about his potential return? And what have been the corresponding moves for the Braves?
Well, the hope is that he's going to pitch again this year, but obviously when you're talking about a fracture in the elbow, it's going to be a delicate situation, a touch-and-go situation, a wait-and-see situation for him. But he was obviously dejected when we got the chance to talk to him a couple of hours ago. I mean, you look at what he meant to this Braves team, what he was doing for this club. The All-Star honors, I think, were probably in the offing for him, and maybe he still will get that as kind of I don't know what you'd call it. It won't be much of a consolation, but it would certainly be validation for how good he's been. But the bottom line is he's not going to be able to help the Braves every fifth day, and it only makes this rotation thinner. And that's something that he discussed, that, hey, look, I mean, we knew when Chris Sale went down how much more was going to be asked of us. And now to not be able to go out there and contribute to that, it sucks. And that is probably the best way to put it. And I think that the Braves are going to have to continue to, you know, try to find options. But as you look at this season overall, I mean, the question that was being asked a lot, I think, around the clubhouse and around this team at this point, when you lose a Sale and you lose a Schwellenbach on top of everything else, and you factor in last year's injury woes, have they been snake bit? Because they certainly got to feel like it, and there's just no real easy answer for how exactly you're going to fill the shoes when you have lost four starters from your opening day rotation. You lost Ronaldo Lopez, you lost Chris Sale, you lost Spencer Schwellenbach, you lost A.J. Smith-Shawver. Not many clubs are able to overcome something like that.
And I hate to, you know, get into the whole idea of how you move from here now, Grant, but what about a guy like Marcelo Ozuna, who, of course, with his 10-5 designation, because he's a veteran, he could sign off or nix a trade. Would you think, because his contract now is coming up, this is one of those options that that Alex will certainly explore between now and the trade deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but you're not going to get much for him, if anything, because everybody knows that he's damaged goods at this point, I feel like, with the hip, which has been well documented. And if you want to look at the numbers, not many clubs are going to be clamoring to go out there and overpay for a guy who has really been going through it the last 4 or 5 weeks. So you know, can you consider that kind of stuff? Sure. I mean, is it possible? Yeah. I mean, I think we know the handful of guys that they're not interested in trading at all, and anybody else on an expiring contract. Of course, you'll listen if somebody calls you, but I just don't see anything that the Braves have right now of high value in terms of, you know, if you're trading guys during bad seasons trying to move contracts, well, then you're probably just going to get whatever salary relief might come with it and very little else. And I don't know that the Braves are ready to, you know, encounter that kind of an undertaking, if you will. And I know that wasn't necessarily the question, but just in the line of thinking about selling, I just don't look at the Braves and think, oh, yeah, they're a target-rich environment for other teams looking to buy. The Braves have kind of been going through it individually and collectively, and it might just be better to try to maybe walk that line between doing a little bit of selling and also a little bit of restocking for next year.
And just real quick as a follow-up, did he tweak himself last night? On the last at-bat, it was last at-bat. He didn't look good.
No, Snit said that he was just having some lower leg cramping, so not anything to do with the hip, and he's back in there today, so I would imagine he's probably doing okay.
Well, Money Harris snapped a streak. Trying to find some positives. And before I get to Profar with you, the Money Harris situation, the 2 days of him sitting, you feel like it did him some good?
I'll have to see a larger sample size, to be honest. But hopefully it was that mental reset that he needs. Because physically, I know he's been going through all of the processes to try to hit his way out of this. But, you know, baseball, as I talked about earlier with Andy and Randy, is a very mental game. And, you know, you'll carry your successes and more so your failures with you to the plate. And you kind of have to, I think, you know, be able to separate from that, but also be in that moment, concentrate on that game plan and make good swing decisions. And that's something I think he's working very hard to do. And sometimes just taking a little step back, watching the game, seeing it slow down a bit for you can be helpful. So hopefully last night was the start of a little something for Michael Harris with that triple.
It is our man Grant McCauley, guys, as the Braves squander a great effort from Grant Holmes last night. And again, he's certainly done what he's been asked to do. De Los Santos last night, the pen, it seems like it rains but it pours when you need some help, and they just couldn't provide it.
Yeah, they couldn't. But again, as I've said many times this year, it's hard for me to look at the pitching staff that, you know, they gave up 4 runs, sure, but that's not an insurmountable deficit. The fact that they all came in the eighth inning wasn't great, but you get shut out, you're not going to win. And I think that this is just another one you could lay at the feet of the offense because they had opportunities. And if we're being honest, the Angels had even more opportunities because they left a lot of guys on base last night. So the game could have been a lot worse. I'm not saying last Friday's Phillies game bad, but it definitely could have been worse than it was last night.
All right, Grant, let's talk about Profar coming back and, you know, what's your expectations? He looked good in AAA, and Gwinnett, I think it was 12 or 13 games.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he hit well over 300. He had a lot of extra base hits, and, you know, he made the most of his couple of weeks down there to get himself ready. And now you just got to hope that he's anywhere close to what was advertised when you signed him to a 3-year, $42 million contract over the winter. We heard from Jurickson Profar before the game. He was contrite in terms of, you know, taking responsibility for what he puts in his body and mistakes. But, you know, it's just kind of, I think, you know, everybody wants to have the help. And I think they don't want to move on from the situation. But it's just another one of those that we've seen countless times in baseball and in other sports as well, where, well, how did this happen? Well, I don't know. Something was in some other thing that I took, but nobody ever really seems to take full responsibility for, you know, what may have actually been the case. And I wasn't there. I don't know. But the speculation about it is fair. And I don't know. Sometimes you just feel like the explanations for it, the words just ring hollow when you hear it over and over and over again from different guys. Maybe there was something in a supplement that shouldn't have been there that was, you know, not to his knowledge, but it's just hard to look at it and take those kind of things at face value when you've heard it for so many years.
Grant McCauley is with us, guys, talking about the Bravos and the latest news today. We find out that Spencer Schwellenbach has got a busted up elbow and it's going to take a minute. And he talked about, I knew you were there for the interview, talking about the velocity and feeling something not right after his last outing. Grant, the other thing about today, we played a soundbite with Brian Snicker, where he kind of basically says hitters are dealing with too much stuff. And sounded like it's almost like an indictment of the modern baseball approach. Is that directed at his hitting instructor, at the people who hired his hitting instructor? Or is it just simply for his players?
No.
But he really did, it was music to our ears. So what was that about?
Right. I mean, and I'll tell you this, just in a general sense, and this can be unpopular, but I really don't care. But when you look at guys that go out to play the game, I'm all for all the technology you need to prepare and get ready for the game. But once we get out there, why do you need all of the iPads and everything else? I know the answer to that. It's a rhetorical question. I get it. That's where we are. It's 2025, and maybe I'm old man yells at cloud, and I didn't even realize it. But there's just a lot of technology in the game at all times, and I'm not sure that it's always as helpful to drown yourself in that all of the time. But again, you know, maybe there's no wrong way to do it. Maybe it has nothing to do with it, and it's just anecdotal that it happens to be there. And you know, it's not easy to get separation from it. I'll put it that way. Like, to stay more so in your process as a player and less in the analysis part of it, which is completely and totally an important part of the game. Don't get me wrong, but maybe spending too much time in that, you reach that, you know, paralysis through analysis kind of feeling. I think that's a fair, whatever you want to call it, a fair way to size it all up. I don't think it was an indictment on the technology, and certainly not against Tim Hyers or anybody else or any department that the Braves have working hard to try to give good information to the hitters so that they can make the best decisions possible. I think this is just the culmination of 14 months of trying to figure this thing out and seemingly not being able to find the answers, no matter how many times you shake that magic eight ball.
Fuentes first started home tonight. Higher expectations for him?
Not really. Same expectation is go out there and be competitive. He's got the talent to do it, but is he going to be able to navigate a major league lineup? And if so, how long is the leash for him before you might consider getting some other pitchers involved to cover some of the innings if you're not comfortable with him going more than two times through the lineup? But it's really literally the ball is in his hand. He is a very talented pitcher, but his experience factor, you know, he's definitely getting a baptism by fire up here. The home crowd could be a helpful element of it, but ultimately it's his battle individually with the hitters in the Angels lineup that's going to tell us exactly what he's capable of doing tonight.
Good stuff, Grant.
Again, we said, Grant, that you know, we felt like it couldn't get any worse. Is this like the most, since you've been covering this team, the most snake bit season?
No, I think last year probably still has a slight edge, but this year is catching up quick.
It is. All right, man. We'll see what happens tonight at the ballpark. Grant, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Grant McCauley.
Yeah, and you and I have talked
He's
about
He's in a bad mood.
Well, it's tough. I mean, it's just, look.
I'm just telling you right now. He was like, what? No, what's
it's
next?
He's Grant's, don't push Grant because he's close to the edge.
This is true.
Yeah, it just, I mean, you've got injuries after injuries. You got a team that doesn't hit. Every Aussie's at bat, I'm like, what is he doing?
Did you guys know I'm saying?
What is he doing?
Did you hear Grant, though? He's like, he's got a chance. Maybe I've got to see more.
Next question.
He was really that's where we all are. It's
yeah,
like
it's just frustrating.
So, yeah, man.
Look, and as we said, I mean, and that's the thing. Grant brings up a great point. What are you going to get for Ozuna when everyone knows he's got a bum hip? You know, and maybe I don't want to lose Ozuna. I'd like to keep him on this team, and I'd like them to spend the money. But you know, we've talked about it. Dave O'Brien was answering some listener mail today on The Athletic, basically saying is they will not let this team even get sniff the luxury. And that's the team's ownership. And that's why, guys, when I say about Alex, go get some frontline pitching. Yes, I'm not telling you to spend like the Dodgers or the Mets. Spend like the Phillies. Spend that extra 50 mil. Stop investing in parking lots on the other side of the interstate. Let this guy try to put some stuff together to help this team. Because we've blown this. 21 now is like a distant memory. And now so is this season.
Strong Arm Story of the Day is next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Been a frustrating day simply because we get more injury news from the Braves about what's going on with our team. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Can we play the Brian Snicker one more time, please? Because for those of you who are just joining us and you're like, what in the world are you and Mike talking about when you said Brian Snicker said something that really resonated with you? And it resonated because as much as we try to compare old school and new school, sometimes old school was better. It's just what it is. And you may not get that if you are in the moment right now. 2025 is the best year ever. Okay, let's go another 25 years and let's look back and see. Because there are some things that we do now that make our lives easier, but then there are some things we do that make our lives harder. Brian Snicker said all this stuff that we're doing to try to make our hitters better may just, in fact, be making our lives harder, and we may be overanalyzing all of this stuff. Here's what he said last night after the loss to the Angels.
Well, no, it's this whole game is that. I'm telling you, this is a, you know, it doesn't profile like, but this is a mental game and all of it, you know. So, yeah, it's about confidence and feel and, you know, I think we break, you know, we kind of get into the probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all that kind of stuff. You know, we've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. You know, they didn't have all this information. They didn't have all the video and whatever, and those guys put up unbelievable numbers and made it to the Hall of Fame. But now we're kind of overanalyzing everything, and I do. This has been a mental game from the origination of it, and that's why you have such, you know, why I know I do, have such respect for those guys that play it at such an elite level for so long.
Yeah, it's just, it's fun. It's like Snicker's version of Bull Durham. Carl and I were joking around about this earlier, you know. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. You see the ball, you catch the ball, you hit the ball. It's just, this is one that is about as, I thought, you know, it's poignant, it's on point. And I don't know if this is anything, granted, it had nothing to do with Tim Hires or anything like that. It's just a guy, you know, kind of echoing the sentiments of a lot of folks around baseball. The paralysis of analysis. Whatever Seitzer was doing was working. It didn't work great last year, but he had an amazing run the year before. And this year, I don't want to pin it on Hires. I don't know what his technique is, but is anyone telling these guys what Chipper Jones says, Carl? When you're struggling, try to just go the other way with the pitch, take it to center field, maybe stop trying to hit everything at a precise launch angle to direct the ball over the fence. You know, I mean, yeah. It's like the nerd crap that is so prevalent that Snicker's talking about in his own way has overtaken baseball, trying to creep into football too much, kind of too much in sports anyway. Why we have the three-point shot running amok, and why regular season games become unwatchable in the NBA.
Well, the three over everything, yes, it is funner. There's no doubt, but it also can be a situation that, you know, you're either in or out of a game fairly quickly. I just feel like, and again, this gets back to what's old and you know, what's better, or is it new and is it better? I just feel like, Mike, you're inundating, and not just baseball, you're inundating us with information. And sometimes, you know, we say this, put your phone down sometimes, right? Sometimes it's just overwhelming. Like, oh, you know what? I've been looking at all this stuff, and you get caught up on your phone. Mm-hmm. And it's, having these phones is so much better. Is it? Is it, parents with your kids? Is it? Like, I don't know if these guys are being over inundated with information about hitting and how to hit and stance and hands and all this. And then, Mike, I'm in a slump. And now you got me thinking about 400 different things when I get up there to take a pitch.
Yes, hit the ball as hard as you can. Understand that, yes, harder balls have a better chance of getting through the infield. But sometimes when you're trying to do that, you strike out a lot. Okay? By the way, Tyler Anderson throwing that junk last night. I'm literally yelling at the TV.
I couldn't not hit this dude.
My wife is like, why are you screaming? You sound like a mental patient. I'm like, how is Acuna striking out against this guy? Ronald's having hopefully just a little mini patch because, brother, the only way this gets worse is if Acuna gets through a slump.
Well, it might. If it gets worse from a record standpoint, as I said earlier in the show, I'm sitting him. I mean, call me crazy. There's just no reason why we're 15 or 16 games out, and I'm like, hey, we got a little bit of a shot knowing what our pitching situation is. Todd just hit us up and put him up, see Dukes and Mike Bell ATL. He goes, for the Braves, fire sell it! So yeah, he's jumped on board.
Fire sale it.
I mean,
fire
sale. This is the sentiment right now. Doesn't mean they're not going to win tonight. It doesn't mean Profar is not going to come back and play well. But the Profar thing is being minimized, Mike,
right,
by your real hopes of, even if he plays well, what does that look like for the overall makeup of the team? Like that. I just, we can get excited about, all right, hadn't seen this dude. Maybe he gives us a spark. But, man, this pitching thing with today, and if you're just joining us, Schwellenbach now on the IL, and it looks like he's not going to be back anytime soon as well. So you've got basically two starting guys in Chris Sale and Schwellenbach, who Schwellen looked great in his last outing. 12 strikeouts, he looked really good. But you got two guys that you're probably not going to see, if you see him at all, until August or early September.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you can't complain about the pitching when the hitting is so abysmal. But, you know, the fact that, you know, you're down to this position, you were always betting on the come on A.J. Smith-Shawver. Now, no one anticipated him having arm trouble, but every other young pitcher in baseball is having arm trouble. You know, and now Spencer Schwellenbach tries to gas it up a little bit. Now he's out with breaking a bone in your elbow? I mean, the time to load up on frontline starting pitching was during the hot stove league back in December.
Yeah.
When your team you think is good enough, and remember, guys, we had baseball analysts all around the league, guys who cover the sport nationally, Braves are the second-best team in the league. Put us right behind the Dodgers.
Oh, easily.
You know? And that was without the pitching. That was just based on what they thought 1-9. But they don't let Alex spend on frontline pitching. They never do.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up. Let us know what you think. There's been so many different comments today. So many of you, chiming in on this. My biggest fear now is really coming to life. And that is we're, 10 days, 9 days, whatever it is, from the All-Star game.
Right.
Right? 2 weeks. And we're going to go into the break, not just double digits, like potentially in fourth, maybe fifth place in this division. I mean, the Marlins.
You're looking
for
up the Marlins.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the Marlins just took a jump ahead of us. This was my worst fear, Mike, when we talked about where could we be? Could we handle this stretch of games with the Mets and the Phillies? And then you said, oh, well, the Angels, they're not any good. They'll come in here. They beat us last night. We don't score any runs. Right. I mean, this could play out where we could be 15 or 16 out before the break.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, when do you finally get that line, as we said? You know, call it a line of demarcation, right?
Yep.
Or
yep.
Line in the sand, whatever you want to say. When Alex in management says, look, this ain't the year. This is not the year. And as we said, Grant brought up a great point. Really can't sell Ozuna because he's banged up right now with that hip thing. But you think that, like, some Braves fans, and I'm not trying to pick on guys, but some people can come back to us, well, you can trade in 2021. You outwitted the rest of the league. You picked up somebody's, let's be honest, retreads, and it worked out perfectly. You know, other than maybe Rosario. Rosario was injured at the time. The value wasn't really.
So was Soler.
Yes, Soler was hurt. And Jock Peterson had bounced around. The Brewers, Mets, Padres, Cardinals, Giants, Reds are all shopping ahead of you. Okay, they're all better than you. They're all over 500. So, I mean, people sometimes feel like we work in a vacuum. That the Braves are the only team out there looking for stuff. And by the way, you know, there's the great debate. If you feel you've got a young farm system, maybe now is not the time to mortgage it. You know, I know what you and I said. We don't know. The folks who ranked the farm systems, we spent time on it yesterday.
Yeah.
They have the Braves, one of the worst farm systems. But they do have guys in the MLB Futures games. Whether that's just a nod to the Braves because they're hosting the All-Star game, I don't know. But do you feel maybe this is the year to mortgage some of those young arms?
Poll is up. And Mike, that's a decision I think that obviously they've got to make, but they're going to wait to see. Because they're not going to say we've given up.
No,
not in July.
Communicate that to the fan base.
Not in July. But even if they don't say it, we will say it. And we'll tell you. And I think we're not quite there yet, but we're moving in that direction. Poll is up at Dukes and Bell 929, suffering another loss to the starting rotation with Schwelly. If it gets any worse, you pulling Acuna? Because that's where I'm at.
Oh, snap. You went there?
That's where I'm at. Poll question's up. Go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. Yeah, man? No, man. Ironically.
I went no, man.
You can vote. Because what they're going to say is, oh, well, you know, people want to see him at the ballpark. Look, you play him up until the All-Star break, Mike, and you play him after. But then once you start to see this go downhill even more, what's the point?
Well, do you feel that he's going to be treated like a Fabergé egg the rest of his career? Or do you want to see him get into a rhythm? Or do you say that this year was always going to be a little, you know, sort of touch and go as far as his reps? I don't know. He looks good to me. You know, I thought the first few weeks he looked a little sketchy.
No, he looks great.
Right.
I'm just trying to save him.
Right.
I'm just trying to make sure that I don't run him out there in a useless season where we're not going to catch the Mets or the Phillies and potentially not do anything in the playoffs. And you're running him out there. God forbid something happened. And you know what y'all are going to say? I can't believe they were playing him. Right. We were 15 games out. Yeah. I don't know why they played.
But again, it's sports. It's the sports entertainment business, and people pay for season tickets, and they pay to watch the stars, and they go to watch Ronald Acuña, and his team is 15 games under 500. So
well,
I see both
come,
sides of it.
They're going to come anyway. I mean, we know this. The Braves fans are going to show up anyway. Like, let's be honest. Are we still going to go to games day-to-day? Yes. The Dominator, we're going to go to games.
Right.
Even if
he's
not in
there. I'm going to the All-Star game.
Well, that's a prime example.
After that, I'm not so sure right now.
But yeah, I'm just saying, you can go vote. It's at Dukes and Bell 929. One other thing we got to mention before we get out of here. Chris has got the night show. DeAndre Ayton agreeing to a deal to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Ooh, okay.
He's going to make $34 million next season between Portland and L.A. So between the two, he's going to make $34 million. Bottom line is, apparently, Mike, and we'll see, Lakers get their center, right? Lakers get a big. They get a guy that at least can play in the middle. We'll see what kind of impact he has. I think DeAndre Ayton's been damaged goods. And when he got to Phoenix, I think they figured out pretty quickly that he wasn't what they expected. He is a good player. I said it, but he's not a game changer. He's giving you 15 a night. Okay, on that team with Luka and LeBron and company, and again, LeBron can't carry them anymore. But I'm curious to see what this means for the Lakers, who everybody still tells me is a championship-caliber team. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless Luka comes back, soft-body Luka's not getting you anywhere.
No, that's for sure. How dare you call me soft-body Luka?
You are.
Tremendous fitness regimen. You know what I did last week?
What?
I swim the Danube.
Oh, really?
Yes. I had inner tube. I was more like kind of a floating in Danube, but I did have to move my arms occasionally not hit rocks.
They are saying he's working on his fitness, though. So we're going to see. But, yeah, that deal just going down. So, again, NBA, free agency, guys in full swing. Moves are continuing to being made, and we're going to continue to talk about it with you guys coming up on the show tomorrow. All right, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat. Hey, thanks to our guests today. All of them online at Odyssey.com. Again, subscribe to Dukes and Bell so you can get all of our stuff. And when things happen, bloop, bloop, it pops up, and you get a chance to listen and see it as well. All right? Make sure you do that on the Odyssey app. Dominator, great job as always. Day-Day, terrific job, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the game last night with Dylon.
I'm glad that Dylan found his phenobulies.
Yeah, me too.
Reclaimed his manhood.
Hey, tomorrow's Thursday, which is really Friday, because Friday is really, we're off, right?
What?
4th of July.
Get
so tomorrow, man, we're having a lot of fun. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. We got a couple of special guests to stop by. B-Mac is going to stop by as well. We'll talk NFL with him. He normally joins us on Friday, chasing down a few other guys as well. NBA-related stuff, man. Make sure you're here. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow, though, as we head to a long weekend. All right, Mike Bell, we got to clear our way, man. Clear! your throat.
Hey, man, could be the end of an era in Formula One. Max Verstappen, four-time champion, apparently talking to Mercedes-Benz about jumping ship.
Here we go.
And it's getting critical mass because Red Bull don't have a good teammate for him, and he's basically fighting a one-man battle against McLaren. Apparently, there's some confusion about the contract. If he's not in the top four by the summer break, which comes up in August, he gets automatically out of the contract. Daily Mail in the UK says as long as he's not in the top two, he can exit the contract and nothing Red Bull can do about it. Toto Wolff, the evil mastermind of Mercedes, is going to kick George Russell off that team faster than you can say, come here, Max. Stay tuned.
Seen the movie yet?
Not yet.
F1, right? It's out.
I feel weird going to movies by myself, and my wife sleeps in the theater.
Okay. Everybody's saying it's good.
I know.
All right.
Guys are telling me.
Hey, it's simple for me. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. Can we just go into the box and hit? If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you really do enjoy Launch Angle, nerd.
I don't know. I'm...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.